Stay tuned for a message from Walmart after the show.
Good Friday morning. My name is Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Shinzo Abe intends to resign for health reasons. That's breaking this morning. Color us surprise, 2 weeks of virtual political conventions went off basically without a technical hitch. The two events were well-produced and mostly seamless, and take it from two people who have done 6 months of these events, that ain't easy.
Politically, both Republicans and Democrats seem to have gotten what they needed out of these conventions. Millions watched as Democrats painted an apocalyptic picture of what they believe life would be like should Donald Trump win another 4 years. Joe Biden gave a perfectly executed speech, and they introduced the world to Kamala Harris. And Republicans were only left to say some of the speeches were pre-taped.
Republicans' goal was simple. If you're a Republican or Trump curious, you may have forgotten for 3 nights that 180,000 Americans have died from a pandemic on the president's watch, or that race protests are happening on Trump's watch, or the Trump campaign is showing video of America Today and saying this is what will happen if Biden is elected. The GOP convention celebrated the pre-virus America Trump supporters long for.
Of course, Democrats and fact-checkers are going to have a field day with Trump's address. And yes, it's really bad that the president used the White House lawn to deliver his acceptance speech. It's a violation of the Hatch Act, as we said a few days ago. Or, as the New York Times put it, the South Lawn speech was the final demolition of the boundaries between governance and campaigning in a week full of such eroding. But now we're 67 days from Election Day, and we're about to be inside Labor Day, when everyone believes voters really hone in on the two candidates. These conventions are about to be but a memory, as Americans contend with a flagging economy, a vicious virus, and a stark choice.
Very interesting from Mitch McConnell. He said, as the only leader in Washington not from New York or California, I consider it my responsibility to look out for middle America. Very interesting framing from Mitch McConnell in his election year.
The New York Times got an interview with Trump where the president talked about what he had done and would continue to do for his second term, including increasing military spending, cutting taxes, eliminating regulations, reinforcing the border, and appointing conservative judges. Tim Alberta wrote that Trump's address last night wasn't terribly effective, that the speech lacked structure, and the president swerved between topics, while the Post notes that there were few masks and little social distancing at the White House last night.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board writes that Trump has a chance at another 4 years, not because he's going to change, but if voters conclude that his disruptions are less risky than a Biden-Sanders agenda. Of course, Biden is not running with Sanders. He's running with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris scorched Trump in a pre-buttle of his acceptance speech. It's also notable that Biden did a series of cable interviews Thursday. Neither Biden nor Harris have done a press conference since the announcement of her joining the ticket.
NOLA.com has the latest on the devastation in Lake Charles, Louisiana from Hurricane Laura. While Mel Zanona and Heather Cagle have a smart story on how Dems and Republicans in the House have broken the dam on endorsing challengers in primary races. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will receive a briefing on Hurricane Laura at 2:30 p.m. in the Oval Office. He will leave the White House at 3:50 and route to Manchester, New Hampshire, where he will deliver remarks at 6 p.m. Trump will then depart at 7:25 and return to Washington, arriving back at the White House at 9:30 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
From the beginning of the pandemic, Walmart's focus has been and continues to be the health and safety of our associates and the communities we serve. That's why we're now requiring shoppers to wear face coverings in our stores. It's a simple step that everyone can take for their safety and the safety of others. Walmart is also working to support the associates who work so hard for our customers, rewarding our store, club, distribution center, and fulfillment center associates with their third special cash bonus this year. Learn more about our efforts at walmart.com/hereforyou.